There's creative thinking, and then there's wishful thinking. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Democrats are considering this morning whether to accept a Republican offer to extend the debt ceiling into December. This would buy lawmakers time to figure out a longer-term solution. The debt ceiling is, of course, the legal limit on how much the federal government can borrow. And if it's not lifted by October 18th, the country won't be able to pay its bills and our economy would fall into recession, according to economists. But desperate times call for desperate measures, and there is an idea floating around out there, mostly on the fringes, for another way around congressional gridlock. Just print the money out of thin air. Specifically, create a trillion-dollar coin made of platinum. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more.
The trillion-dollar coin idea did not come from a Nobel Prize-winning economist. It came from this guy.
I have never studied economics formally in my life.
Carlos Mucha is a lawyer in Atlanta, and he used to spend his downtime in the comment sections of econ blogs for fun. During Obama's first term, one threat in particular sucked him in. What could the Treasury Department do if Congress didn't raise the debt ceiling?
It's like guys on a blog chatting like who is the best, you know, left-handed pitcher of all time or something. And it had no real-world application.
Here was Mucha's idea. Treasury has the power to mint money, but it can legally print only so many dollars, and coins are denominated based on what they're made of, like gold, silver, copper. Mucha spotted a loophole, platinum. A platinum coin could be worth whatever the Treasury wanted it to be.
There's no reason that tomorrow the Secretary of the Treasury said, you know what? I want to change the denomination to $1 trillion.
Then the coin is deposited in the Treasury's bank account with the Fed, and presto, money to fund the government. Debt ceiling problem solved. Legal? Probably. But likely?
It sounds absurd, but the more you think about it, actually, the shinier it looks.
Donald Marin was on the Council of Economic Advisers during the George W. Bush administration. He says if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling, minting platinum coins might be better than other options, like breaking the economy.
You know, not paying Social Security, right? There's a whole bunch of people they wouldn't be able to pay.
There's debate over whether the coin gambit could supercharge inflation. Marin thinks the Fed could manage it. But a platinum-based solution won't exactly inspire confidence in government bonds, says Mark Zandi, an economist with Moody's.
If I were a global investor and I saw that, I'd say, hey, this is just not going to work. It's unsustainable.
Zandi says interest rates could shoot up overnight, which could spell catastrophe. So when I asked who should be on the face of a trillion-dollar platinum coin, he hesitated.
I don't know that I'd want to put anyone on that coin. I think that would be an ignominious kind of honor.
Carlos Mucha, the guy who came up with the idea, he doesn't want to be on it either. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
All right, so a trillion-dollar coin is not going to happen anytime soon, but the Fed is seriously considering whether to create a different kind of money, a digital currency. In fact, 67 countries around the world are at least looking into this right now, according to the Atlantic Council. Right now, the Fed is studying the risks and benefits and may release a report as soon as this month. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look at how this all might work.
A central bank digital currency would just be a digital version of the dollar issued and managed directly by the Fed. At last month's press conference, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the ultimate test for a digital dollar will be,
are there clear and tangible benefits that outweigh any costs and risks?
A digital dollar could make it cheaper and faster to move money around, and people without access to a regular bank account could get one with the Fed, says Danielle DiMartino Booth, a former advisor at the Dallas Fed.
They would have, if you will, a checking account there at the Federal Reserve.
DiMartino Booth says that would make it easier for the government to distribute federal aid. There is a flip side, says Richard Levine, chair of the fintech and regulation practice at the law firm Nelson Mullins. The Fed would know a lot about you.
They would know exactly where you spent every digital dollar.
Levine says it would be better for consumers to keep digital dollars at traditional commercial banks that are required to protect your data. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 1.1%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 6 to 9/10% range, with the Dow future up 192 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 1.523%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The Biden administration has tried a few things to improve cybersecurity around U.S. infrastructure and inside government networks. It set new standards for the software the government uses. It has asked companies to take voluntary steps. And now it is promising to get tougher. Here's Marketplace's Nova Sappho.
The Justice Department says it will go after government contractors whose cybersecurity standards don't measure up. And it's creating a new team that'll focus on disabling cryptocurrency networks used by cyber criminals. The department says it will sue and extract fines from contractors that don't report hacks and operate with knowingly deficient cybersecurity measures. The Justice Department says right now, most hacks are not reported to law enforcement, and it wants to change that. The department's new initiative will employ the government's significant leverage through procurement and its powers through the False Claims Act, which includes whistleblower protections. The Justice Department is also creating a new cryptocurrency enforcement team. The department says it will focus on dismantling criminal financial networks. Ransomware gangs often employ cryptocurrency as a form of payment and move money using multiple networks. Human traffickers and drug traffickers are also known to employ cryptocurrencies. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
And I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.